After a month off, we're back in studio. I'm Scott Catoon, and this is Technori Live. We've got some news and notes. Technori Showcase has been moved up. The date is going to be October 18th. That's Tuesday. Same time, same location, 6 p.m. to 8:30 at Chase Auditorium. You might be asking why October 25th. Well, we didn't want to disrupt the Cubs audience. They're playing in their first World Series in a little while. If you haven't heard, well, they haven't actually made it there yet, but they're going to. We're very confident in it. So go Cubbies. And the other reason, Chicago Innovation Awards are on that same night, October 25th. And that's one of my favorite events. We've got the Chicago Innovation Awards Executive Director Luke Tannen here in studio to tell us a little bit more about it. You're not worried about competing with the Chicago Cubs.
You know, I'm hoping it'll be an away game on the West Coast, and maybe it'll start at 9 p.m. Central right after our awards night ends.
That's all you could ask for. I mean, ultimately, I think the Cubs, this is going to be epic. I really do. I think they're going to do it this year.
This is our year. I was saying that last year, but I'm super sure of it this year.
I think there's a 100-year-old who's been saying it every year somewhere, but hopefully, I really do think this is the year. I mean, if not this year, it's never going to happen because this team is ridiculous. But on to more important things. Well, not more important, but equally important. Chicago Innovation Awards is honestly one of my favorite events. The whole idea behind it, I come from an innovation background working with companies on how do they stay relevant. And what's cool about Chicago Innovation Awards, if there's a handful of people here in this area that listen to this show that don't know what that is that you pick... Was it six? How many applicants do you have this year? It was a record.
643. About 600 more than last year.
Yep. 643 applications from companies who are doing innovative things. You guys have events leading up to it, announcements and so forth, where you pick sort of the top 100, then the top 25, and so forth.
Yep.
How many are the actual awards? How many nominees?
So of the 643, there's 25 winners, and they're broken down into a few categories. There's 10 main winners of the Chicago Innovation Awards. Those are usually more established companies. There's 10 up-and-comer winners. Those are startups. Actually, a number of companies have pitched on Technori stage.
When does Technori come on this? Do we get Zillow?
You know, Technori was an up-and-comer winner in 2011.
Oh, well.
When you guys were a startup too.
Well, yeah. I mean, we still act like we're a startup again because now that I've taken it over, we've got some new things. So I guess we have to reapply.
That's
right. Is
that
what you're telling me?
Yep. And then we have a new award this year called the Chicago Neighborhood Award. There's three of those winners, and that's an innovation that's focused on servicing a local Chicago neighborhood. And then a Social Innovator Award winner and a Collaboration Award winner. Collaboration Award is two companies coming together to co-develop and co-launch a new product or service in the marketplace.
Why don't you go into that a little bit more? I mean, what are some of the criterion that you're looking for that? Because I think, well, first off, I think innovation coming from this sort of background, people are pretty secretive about it. Usually there's the stealth mode. And personally, I'm a fairly big fan of doing things on the stealth mode, but that's just because I've been burned before. But there's something to be said for opening up sort of the secrets and the ideas and collaborating with another company and asking them to kind of share their input so that collectively you can create something new and cool. What do you guys look for when it comes to particularly collaborative?
Yeah. So, well, collaboration is key to innovation. We believe you cannot innovate if you're not going to collaborate. There's not a single person in a garage doing things all by him or herself. So, we're looking for the Collaboration Award. We're looking how two companies with completely unique competencies came together to solve a need, to solve a joint need through a new solution in a unique, novel type of way. And in essence, the judges look at the similar sort of criteria for the Collaboration Award along with the other awards. It really comes down to four very straightforward, simple things. It's how we evaluate innovation. The first is, what is the unmet need? The second is, what is the new value being created? The third is, how is it unique? And the fourth is, what is the market impact? And the market impact piece is actually crucially important because there's a lot of people out there who may be inventors who might have created something that's brand new to the world, but if no one's buying it, no one's using it, then it really is an indication that maybe it's not truly solving a need, it's not solving a pain point, it's not creating value that people are willing to exchange value for, money, time, etc., in order to utilize the innovation.
Well, it's sort of like the old Mark Cuban, it's not even that old, the Shark Tank Mark Cuban comment where he talks about, is this solving a problem or a pain, or is this just kind of scratching an itch?
Right, or is it just a nice to have? So we're really looking for things that are solving true pains in the marketplace.
So one of the things that I guess is curious to me is, now obviously this Chicago Innovation Awards with Tom starting that, what was the year that you guys started?
2002.
So you guys have had like companies that have literally made $1 billion or been sold for $1 billion. $3 billion? Is that the number now?
No, you know what? This is one of my favorite stats to talk about. So we've had 204 past winners.
Yep.
Of those 204, 36 have been acquired, which is basically a little more than 1 in 7.
Yeah.
Of those 36 acquisitions, those exit values have now totaled $76 billion. So it's proof that innovation, it sure does lead to serious economic value.
And see, we're running around with Technori touting the 265 companies and $260 million raised off stage, and you're talking about billions.
Well, we're also dealing with larger companies.
No, of course.
So, for example, Coyote Logistics was bought for $1.8 billion last year.
That's a big chunk of that number.
Right, yes. Yeah. Or Catamaran was bought for $14 billion a couple years ago.
So what was the main sort of... Originally, I mean, you don't have to speak for Tom, but as the executive director, I suspect you sort of know a main mission behind Chicago Innovation Awards. What was the purpose and how now since 2002, how has that changed?
Yeah. So, it started in 2002 because Tom Kuzmarski and his co-founder, Dan Miller, they shared a pain themselves. And the pain was they were sick and tired of hearing about Silicon Valley or the East Coast being the source of all innovation. And so they decided, you know what, let's do something about that. Let's shine a bright spotlight on Chicago as a hub of innovation. And they knew, too, that innovation is not just technology, it's not just entrepreneurs, it's not just startups, but we define it very broadly. So in year one, as we do today, we look at innovation across all industries, big corporations, small startups, nonprofits, government, too, to really spotlight what is innovative that's going on in the city in the hope that if we really celebrate it, we're going to attract more capital, attract more talent, attract more businesses to this growing, thriving hub of creative activity.
So I guess one of the major, questions that I think some people might have, they have a similar question with us at Technori, is it focused or would you stay focused only on, Technori, for example, was focused entirely on Chicago startups? Was on trying to drive traffic around the startup area. There wasn't really a whole lot of momentum when it came to startups in 2010 and 11 when we launched. So the whole thing was like, how do we get people in Chicago to pay attention to things going on in Chicago? That has since changed with growth to now focus on getting people outside of Chicago to recognize what we're building in Chicago. I suspect Chicago Innovation Awards, while it's named Chicago Innovation Awards, has some eye or some... hope in some way of attracting companies from outside of Chicago to see what we're doing here. How are you positioning Chicago Innovation Awards in a way where when some company goes and opens up in San Francisco or New York or LA or wherever, that they can put on their Chicago Innovation Award winner and that means something? Mm-hmm. How are you guys working towards that?
Yeah, and that's actually really important because we can't just be celebrating Chicago to Chicagoans only. I mean,
it worked for a while. It was fun for a little while.
It is, and it's important to even just change the mindset of people in the city to really know and believe that this is a great place because that helps in retaining talent and retaining companies. But we need to populate the funnel and get new companies and new talented people from Stanford and Harvard and et cetera to come to the city. So, we just try to make as much noise as possible about the winners each and every year. And we do a couple national things. One of my favorites in particular is we take the winners to ring the NASDAQ bell every year in New York City. And that's covered by MSNBC. That's covered by Bloomberg. That's covered by Fox. National and international. And so
how do you guys pull that off?
They've just become one of our partners. We've been doing it for 6 or 7 years now.
And, that's awesome.
And they put everyone's headshot on the 7-story NASDAQ Times Square screen. So you have these, big macho tough CEOs that kind of turn into giddy little kids taking, selfies of themselves with their, giant portrait behind. It's just a ton of fun, but it's also really meaningful recognition.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of, the core reason of why we do the awards in the first place is just to recognize and celebrate Chicago.
Well, I think you guys are doing a fantastic job of it. Obviously, as mentioned in the intro, October 25th, you guys have the main event. Why don't you talk a little bit about what that is and how it differs from some of the other Chicago events that that you do leading up to it, the nominee awards and so forth?
Yep. So this is by far the most celebratory event that we do. Our other events are largely focused on education. So we'll have a lot of different events that have speakers and keynotes and panel discussions and workshops, which really is a core mission of the whole organization. How do you teach people to innovate? It really is something that can be taught. And can be learned. It's not just a eureka moment that all of a sudden, ooh, I'm an innovator now. Yeah. I've got an idea. But there's a process, there's a mindset, there's a culture that can be taught within a whole company. A lot of the other events are also are about connecting the community. So, for instance, September, we had our nominee reception for about 900 people, and that was 5 minutes of speaking and 2.5 hours of drinking and eating and meeting new people. And so that was largely focused on helping to build new relationships. But the awards night on October 25th is to spotlight the most innovative new products, services, and companies that have come out of the 643 nominees this year.
I have to ask you, how long did it take to get through that 643?
You know what? We just finished it like 2 hours ago.
Are you serious?
So before I came here, I sent out some notices to the final 25 winners. But we started August 1st. So it's a long iterative process of going from all those nominees down to the 25 winners. And we have a team of 12 judges that meet in person multiple times, usually for about 4 or 5 hours each. And there's lots of discussion, there's arguing, there's questions, there's people saying, oh, you know, my brother is a doctor at this hospital and he knows a little bit about this type of field, you should talk to him. So we bring in a lot of outside perspectives. And because of that, we've been very fortunate that of all the 204 past winners, 100% are still in business because there's this amazing due diligence process to really determine if it's an innovative product or service, is it unique, or is it just a Me Too replicant of something that might have already launched in another city.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's not surprising to me, actually, but if you look at companies that practice what we call total innovation, Tom has been on a previous show I did, and we talked about this sort of taking, as you say, an educated, holistic approach to innovation, where you look at it from the standpoint of, you know, whatever you want to use splits-wise, but essentially 90% is sort of this, like, you know, iteration, and the innovation is incremental, and it's a sort of improving the known, and then 10%, which is used on sort of that blue sky pop idea. Companies that practice that effectively outperform the S&P by 20 or 30% historically, going back to, you know, I don't remember the number, 2010 or something like that. So it's not surprising to me that you guys have companies that you're picking them and going through their sort of innovation process, right? I mean, a good, strong process yields good results. So if they're coming in with something continually innovative for you guys to decide that we're going to pick them, it would suggest that they've got a pretty strong innovation approach and not just the eureka moment one-timer, as you're referring to. So it's really not surprising to me that they have 100%, I mean, well, 100 is a little ridiculous, but 100% being still in business is pretty phenomenal. I want to ask you, since you do see all of these crazy applications, 643 mm-hmm. applications, the two best award winners that you recall and the two most insane ideas that were ever pitched, you know, ever, I want to know, you don't have to say the names of them. You can congratulate the winners. The ones who pitched something just absolutely crazy. And my final question on that is, of the crazies, was there ever one that was a total huge success that you guys missed?
Yeah, so I'm going to start with the crazies, if that's okay, just because it,
you can stop with the crazies.
My mind right now. There was a startup a few years ago. It was not a winner, just because it was, we put it in that crazy category. It was a company called Dude Wipes.
Oh, my dude, he was on here. I love Dude Wipes. Yeah, he's on my show.
It was toilet paper for men. And here we are with a group of judges thinking, like, well, regular toilet paper, men can use that too.
Yep.
So, you know, it kind of got dismissed, but then we learned that they were on, I think they were on
Shark Tank
yeah. I believe.
You got money from Cuban.
They've had amazing success. So, you know, it's taught us to sometimes give the crazy ones a second look.
They have just come out with two new products, Dude Shower Wipes
okay.
and a Dude Powder. It's like a balm for your unmentionables.
Uh-huh.
And I go to Soho House, and its founder is there all the time. He was here on my show a couple months ago. And he hands me these bags of Dude Shower Wipes. I'm telling you, I made fun of them the first time. It's the best.
Okay.
You can take a shower in a bag. It's the best thing ever.
Okay.
So that's your first one. That's a winner.
Yeah. So then there was a nominee this year, which was just, we just loved it. It was called Cuddlist. And in essence, think of a massage therapy place where you are cuddled. And
I'm thinking of the wrong kind
that's,
right now.
That's the service that's provided there, but they've had over $1 million in revenue. So again, you know, the numbers, similar to Dude Wipes, I think they had 2 million revenue or so. I'm sure it's much more now. The numbers are what we ultimately look towards because, you know, I'm not a consumer of everything, nor are all of our judges. So we look at revenues, units sold, because there's a market certainly for all different sorts of companies, and to understand, you know, how people are interacting with products through their wallets, that's really a great way to judge if something is successful or not.
For sure.
Yep.
Well, I guess we're kind of running out of time here, but I want to make sure that you can tell everyone where to go to learn more about Chicago Innovation Awards, where they can get their tickets. It is coming up quickly here if you still have tickets even available. Where do people go to learn more about it? follow you guys and to purchase their tickets.
Yes, so it's ChicagoInnovationAwards.com is where you can go to purchase tickets. Again, it's October 25th in the evening from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Harris Theater. We'll have 25 amazing, inspiring, fantastic winners. I always leave, you know, 10 feet off the floor just inspired by what I've just seen. We've got a great keynote speaker this year, Margot Girgiadis, who's the president of Americas at Google, yep, and also heads up one of the largest global organizations for women in STEM, which is called Women at Google. It's 10,000 women, 15 different countries. A big theme of this year's Innovation Awards is going to be all about inclusivity, so we'll be talking about that, and we feel like that is the next big step for Chicago as a city to really embrace inclusivity, as any city should. But there's so many different kinds of people, kinds of organizations. How do we get all of them involved in this process of innovation and entrepreneurship?
It's funny that you mentioned that. We just had Eboo Patel from the Interfaith Youth Corps was our keynote on Tuesday, the 27th of September, for our keynote, talking about diversity and inclusivity and being able to sort of utilize the amazing wealth of talent and smarts that we have here with all the schools that just seem to be pitted against each other sometimes for no reason. So it's a good cause, and you guys are taking care of it.
All the assets is just bringing it all together.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Thank you, Luke, so much for taking the time to come in here today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. As mentioned before, October 18th is going to be this month's Technori Showcase. The theme is going to be centered around fintech. We've got an amazing keynote. You've probably all seen him walking around with his beret. Tastytrade founder and co-CEO, as well as the Dough.com co-CEO and founder. And where a lot of people know him is when he sold Thinkorswim. He was the CEO of that at the time in 2009. Sold Thinkorswim to TD Ameritrade for over $600 million. So if you want to learn more from this dude, you're going to want to come and see. Tom Sosnoff is going to be our keynote. So make sure you get your tickets. You can go to technori.com/tickets and get them today. Boom. That's a wrap.